All right, we're chatting with Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate today, discussing International Fraud Week, which runs from November 16th to the 23rd. Secretary Pate, I know you're using this time to raise awareness of fraud and how it impacts the lives of Iowans. What are some of the things that you are highlighting as part of International Fraud Week?
Well, sadly, I have to tell Iowans that the fraud is growing statewide here in Iowa. I'm very proud of our great state, and I think a lot of us want to emulate that, you know, how special this state is. But unfortunately, we have some bad actors who want to keep playing these games that, and sadly, are costing millions of dollars to consumers and other businesses. And you know, fraud again is not isolated to just one part of the state; it's in every corner. And we're just seeing statistics that are showing them climbing and climbing. And some of it is cyber. Some of it is more of the con man approach. And these are things that we just need to make sure Iowans are on the alert and watching for, and know how to counter them and try to avoid them. That's really the goal for this week's awareness.
So as you said, fraud cases have been on the rise in recent years. A lot of it is happening online. Do you have any tips that you would like to share for people to stay vigilant and stay protected against potential fraud, whether it's online or, as you said, the more con man kind of approach?
Right, right. Well, a lot of it on the cyber side is you've got to secure those passwords. You need to make sure you have one there that is not 123456 or, you know, your birthday, to make sure these bad actors don't have that kind of easy access. But we have a list of tips that you can go to our website that is sos.iowa.gov, protect your business. And there you'll see some ideas of what to watch for. There's cyber things there, and then they're just common sense things. These bad actors take different approaches. They hit and they run. They don't just stay around. Good example, you know, right back in the Oskaloosa area, we had people there who were going door to door scamming, posing as utility workers a few years ago. We had some people impersonating city officials to collect fake payments. These kind of people know how to prey on people who are unsuspecting sometimes. So we want them to know that there's resources out there. There are a lot of good groups, whether it's your local chambers of commerce, the bankers, there's the National Federation of Independent Business, the Association of Business and Industry, the Better Business Bureau. There's a lot of good groups who you can reach out to and say, hey, is this legit? These people are coming through here. I'm a little uncomfortable with it. And obviously, common sense. You don't need to give anybody your bank account information. Absolutely not. And there's no government agency who's going to call you up on the phone or email you and ask you for that kind of information. That's just not going to happen. But when you look at these hard numbers, we saw $52 million that was lost by Iowans to financial fraud in 2024. That's a lot. We saw $72 million and cyber-enabled crime losses in 2020 through the FBI's reporting. The numbers are real money, and this is something that we want to try to get ahead of. And for our office, particularly, we're asking the legislature to give us a little more teeth and able to enforce some of the processes, because we have some people who create bogus companies, and that make it even worse. They're registering that company with some poor homeowner, unsuspecting, and this poor homeowner is getting mail implying that they're the owner or the agent of some bogus entity doing things that we suspected are not on the up and up. So we know there are things we have to do more to stay on top of it, but those are just pieces of what we're doing. And if we can bring just a little awareness, again, 99% of the businesses in this state are small business. These are good people. These are your friends and neighbors. They don't need to get cheated, and they don't need to get a bad rep because some other bad actor comes in and plays a game on us. So a little prevention, I think, will go a long ways.
You mentioned some of the numbers that are a bit concerning in terms of the recent uptick in fraud that we've seen in recent years. Is there a reason behind this recent increase in fraud? Is there some kind of trend that you guys have been able to identify there?
Well, probably the biggest one is going to be the internet. These people can do this from anywhere. They can do it from some remote area in our state or another state. They could be in another country. And it's very hard to reach out and grab them and arrest them. They're going for volume. So they're not going in and asking necessarily all the time for $1 million from somebody. But if they have enough people that they are taking advantage of, it generates real money. So, yeah, it's coming from the whole computer world, and they're stealing identities. That is why, you know, again, we underscore securing your password. There are things like multi-factor authenticity, being aware of people making sure they're not sending you bogus emails. It's frustrating. I mean, I on a personal level, it gets to be a pain when I open up my email. I got to be really careful before I actually open the email to look and see, you know, is it a real one? And when you're preying on somebody who's perhaps not as computer literate, they're just opening everything. And that's one problem. But the bigger problem is don't respond back to these people. You do not ever give them your banking information or your personal information, like your Social Security number or your bank account numbers, because no legitimate government entity or financial institution is going to do business via the internet that way. There's still brick and mortar. There's still buildings you can go to. There's still ways to confirm they're real people.
It sounds like you'll be making the subject of fraud a priority in next year's legislative session. What does that entail? Like, what sort of legislation would you like to see get passed next year to address fraud?
We're actively working with businesses that are focused on business organizations that are focused on developing solutions that help prevent fraud. And we want to develop those partnerships. We're going to be asking for some legislation from the governor and the legislature that will allow us to protect and support business community through certain steps, particularly, as I mentioned, if they're filing for corporations that are bogus. Those are the first steps. And we want to really help build partnerships with the private sector and the government sector on offering the public more awareness, what to look for. What can you do kind of things. And that's a big step. And this is something we've been working on for a long, long time. And so it's not going to go away. But I think once in a while, we have to bring that awareness to it. But the statistics is what shocked me when I saw that, when I mentioned earlier that we had a $52 million loss by Iowans to financial fraud in 2024. That's over a 200% increase since 2020. That's huge. So I think we've really got to pay attention to those kind of things. And we can start today by checking out the tips that I said at the sos.iowa.gov, protect your business. And if you see something you want us to know about it, you can email us at fraud@sos.iowa.gov. And we will try to forward it to whatever government entity that should be appropriate because some of these things fall into different jurisdictions, but we'll definitely do what we can on our side.
So we've talked about preventing fraud, how people can protect themselves against some potential fraud. For any Iowans who think that they or someone that they know have been a victim of fraud already, what resources are available to them? Where can they go for help?
Well, your law enforcement is first. The sheriff's office or your police department, because if the crime was committed, they will be the first point of contact. But there are other players, the Iowa Attorney General's office, of course. They have a consumer side. And if it's something to do with business, misrepresenting themselves as a business, our office has a role there. But the first step is law enforcement. You report it to your law enforcement, and they're all very cordial about it, whether you're calling the sheriff, the police department, or even the FBI, because if it's on the internet, it's probably going to be the FBI. So there's a lot of good people out there who will take your information and help direct you to perhaps where you ought to be going. What a lot of us are having to do, though, is we need to really stay ahead of the game and figure out what tools we need to be able to track these folks down, stop them, arrest them. It's a very complicated field when you're talking about online stuff. These actors are in different countries. So our first step is stop them from doing any more damage. And hopefully, if there's any way to get restitution for the victims, that's another step. And obviously, the last would be if somebody goes to jail.
Is there anything else that you would like to add or say regarding International Fraud Week, which again runs from November 16th through the 23rd?
I just again encourage Iowans to remember that most businesses are great businesses, and that's the way we operate in Iowa. But again, when someone's asking you for personal identification information or your bank account information or things like that via the internet or on a telephone, I would absolutely not give it. I would make sure you're confirming your source of who you're handing that information over. It's like handing the keys to your car to a stranger. Think about that. Would you do that before you hand over your financial information? So that's the most basic step I can tell you about right now. And again, if you feel you're being taken advantage of, or you know someone who has, there are people out there to help you, and don't be shy about reaching out to them. There are some cases where maybe some of our senior citizens are a little embarrassed to report that somebody just, you know, flimflammed them for some money. But, you know, it's better they report it to law enforcement so that it doesn't happen to another Iowan. So, again, we're here to help.
This was Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate joining us to chat about International Fraud Week. Secretary Pate, thank you so much for your time. Very much appreciate it.
Thank you, Sam.